Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Beis. We're holding on the top of daf Ayin Beis. Amar Al, today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, also by the outdoor minion in Woodmere known as the Church Avenue Minion. Le'ilu Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuli Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Alevi Alav HaShalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov Alav HaShalom, and for Fushlema for Fega Peril Bas Devor Rivka. It's also sponsored anonymously Le'zecher Nishmas Rav Avram Avidan, Rav Avram Moshe Ben Mordechai Aryeh Zatzal, the former Rosh HaYeshiva of Yeshivat Shalom Vim, who passed away over Shabbos and Hashem Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today's daf is primarily about the topic of Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah. I have to apologize in advance. I'm not feeling 100%. The vaccine really did a number on me. So I tried to prepare the daf, but we'll try again as we're doing it. It just wasn't going in. So we're going to deal primarily with Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah. The Gemara is going to first start out. We mentioned in the Mishnah, we had this long Mishnah on Ayin Aleph and Beis at the end of the daf yesterday, and we mentioned in the Mishnah that if someone shechs a Karban Pesach, Shelo L'Shmo, B'Shabbos Yer Chayev Chatas. So we're going to discuss two possibilities of what that means. What does that mean? Why would you be shechting Karban Pesach l'shem another Karban? So that could happen in one of two ways. It could be that you're doing it purposely, you know that it's a Karban Pesach, and you're still shechting it l'shem another Karban, or it could be that you were Toeh, you made a mistake, you thought that it was another Karban, and that's why you shechted it, shalom l'shmo. So the Gemara is going to discuss which of those cases our Mishnah is in fact speaking about. The Gemara is then going to talk about whether somebody could be considered to be a Toeh b'dvar mitzvah when the mitzvah is limited to a specific amount of objects or actions, meaning it's not an overwhelming situation. We mentioned yesterday in the Mishnah that dealing with all of those Pesachim on Erev Pesach, there are hundreds of thousands of them, so it's overwhelming. So I understand when we say Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah that you can't blame the guy. But when you're dealing with a limited number, are we also going to say Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah? When it comes to other mitzvahs that are not Karban Pesach, where it's more limited, then the Gemara is going to elaborate on a Machlokas Tanayim, whether the concept of Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah would apply even when the animal used was completely inappropriate for the intended Karban. Can you say someone's a Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah if he tries to bring a cow as a Karban Pesach? Or do you say, you know what, that's not a Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah, that's a fool. What's he trying to do? Why would you think to bring a cow as a Karban Pesach? And then the daf is going to conclude by discussing the application of Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah to other cases, to other issues, not just Karbanos. If a person has Tashmish with one's wife when she's in Nida, and that was a mistake, or a person eats no sir meat. So we're going to have other cases that Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah may apply. So let's begin on the top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. So as we said, the Mishnah said that if someone shechs a Karban Pesach Shelo L'Shmo on Shabbos, it's Chil Shabbos because it was a Pesach Shelo L'Shmo, so he's chayiv to bring a Karban Chatos. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out what exactly is the case. Did the person realize that it was a Karban Pesach and he was oker? He anyway shechted it Shelo L'Shmo, or did he not realize that that it was a Karban Pesach? So, but my askinan, ilema b'toeh, if we're talking about a person who made a mistake, he thought that the Karban, that it was the Karban that he was shechting it l'shmo, he thought that the Karban was a shlamim, and that's why he shechted it l'shem shlamim, so sham mina, akira b'toeh, havi akira. So you see from our Mishnah that he's chayav v'chatas, that having a machshava shelo l'shmo, which totally uproots the Karban to a different Karban, is even when it's b'toeh, even when you just made a mistake, that the person bringing it thought that it's a carbon, that it is a shlamim, and in fact is not. So he didn't purposely take away the shame Pesach from this carbon. He wasn't trying to do something wrong. That's also called akira. That's also called that he's uprooting the shame from that carbon, because the Mishnah says he's chayiv chatos because he was mechal Shabbos by shechting a carbon Pesach. In a way, that's pasul, meaning in a way that's shelo l'shmo. But if akira b'taus was not called akira, so the Pesach would be kosher. Pesach is a kosher Pesach is Docha Shabbos, and it wouldn't be considered that he shechted it Shelo L'Shmo because he was not really oker anything. He was not purposely oker anything. So from the fact that we say that you're going to pasul this Karban Pesach, it's a kasha on the Shita in Maseches Menachos who holds that Akira B'Tolus is not called Akira. You see from our Mishnah, if our Mishnah in fact is talking about a case of Toeh, you see from our Mishnah that Akira B'Tolus is called Akira. So says the Gemara, Gemara, no. Ella, what else? What's the other option? Ba'oker, that it wasn't a ta'us. The person knew very well that that this was a carbon pasach, and nevertheless he decided to bring it l'shem shlamim. He decided to bring it l'shem some other carbon, and that's why it's possible. But if it was a mistake, maybe he wouldn't be chayiv. But ema seifa. But then how do you explain the rest of the Mishnah? The Mishnah goes on to say ushar kol hazvachim sheshchat on l'shem pasach, l'shem pasach, that if you have any other karbanos that you shecht l'shem carbon pasach on erev pasach. Im einon ruuyin chayiv, if they're the type of animals that would never be kosher to bring as a carbon chatos, you brought as a carbon pesach anyway. You brought a cow, so then you're going to be chayiv a carbon chatos. But im ruuyin hein, but if they're the type of animals that could be used as a carbon pesach, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. That's going to be a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But vi'i ba'oker, but if the Mishnah is talking about that you purposely were oker, mali ruuyin, mali sheinon ruuyin. L'chora, the whole difference between using an animal that could have been brought as a pesach. An animal that could not be brought as a Pesach is how innocent a mistake was this. But if we're talking about that you were oker, that you knew exactly what it was, and you decided to bring it l'shem something else, it's not at all an innocent mistake. And there should be no difference what type of animal it was. El pshita, so it must be then in the Seifa, in this Hemsheikh of the Mishnah, it's Bitoa. We must be talking about a case of Toa. So if the Seifa is Bitoa, it's hard to say, Reisha ba'oker, v'seifa Bitoa. What, you're going to tell me that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about where the guy purposely brings it l'shem another carbon, and then the Mishnah pivots in the middle and starts talking about a guy who mistakenly brings it l'shem another carbon? Some Rabbi Yavin in Reisha Boker v'Sefer B'Toa. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes within the Mishnah we have two different assumptions in the two different cases in the Mishnah. So it could be that the first case in the Mishnah was a case of Oker, and Akira B'Toos maybe is really not an Akira, and the case of the Sefer where they have the Machlokas, whether it's, or we have this distinction, whether the animal was ra'ui for Karban Pesach or not, is talking about a case of Toa. So I'm Rabbi Yavin, Ashkechei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rabbi Avohu, Davakoy Bu'uchlusu De'inshi. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef saw that Rabbi Avohu, among a large crowd of people, Uchlusu De'inshi, so I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said to Rabbi Avohu, Masnisin Mai. Our Mishnah, how do you explain our Mishnah? So I'm Reisha Boker, V'Sefer B'Toa. We just said, I would explain our Mishnah that the Reisha is talking about a case where you purposely brought it l'shem the wrong carbon, and the Seif is talking about a case where you innocently made a mistake. So Tanimineh Arbat and Zimnin. So he learned that he learned that halacha or that explanation of the Mishnah from him 40 times, and because he learned it 40 times, v'damileh keman demancha b'kisei. It was as if it was in his pocket, meaning that that's how to really acquire a dvar halacha. That if you really want to understand something well, you really want to have recall of that dvar Torah, you have to chazer it over 40 times. So Mstama, we're talking about pretty intelligent people. We're not talking about people that are of below average intelligence. And still, the chazara 40 times, these are gedolei amoraim, and they still have to chazer 40 times in order to be able to really feel that they had a kinyan on that learning. Not only that, the Maram Shif in Maseches Ksuba says, you know, it's interesting, it says it's kaman demunach bekisa. It's as if it's in his pocket. It doesn't say kaman demunach bekufsa, like it's in a safe, like it's in a vault, like it's really safe, put away somewhere. So says Maram Shif, that it's being meramis to us, that even if you go over something 40 times, it's still as if you don't really remember it so well. Because what do we know about a kiss? What do we know about one's wallet or one's pocket? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Baba Metzia, Adam asli lemashmish bekiso kol sha'a. A person is constantly feeling to make sure that the money in his pocket is still there, meaning he's uncertain that he's really going to retain it. So after learning 40 times, says the Maram Shif, that didn't give him confidence. That's when it was in his pocket. To put it in the vault, to put it that would take many more times of chazering over. It sets a pretty high standard in terms of how much to chazer, right? That's what they say. Many of the gedolei olam, that they didn't have to have great memories. They just learned everything. They're always chazering. They're always, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is chazering kala Torah kula every single year. So he always just learned it. It doesn't, you don't have to rely on memory. If you're constantly chazering the limud over and over again, right? That's what we just saw in the Gemara and Daf Samaches, that Reb Rav Sheshes would chazer over all of his learning every 30 days. Now, Rav Sheshes was also blind, so it was probably more challenging. He had to commit more things to memory. I was just listening to an interview with Rabbi Beryl Wine, and the interviewers were asking him, how do you remain so productive? Don't you want to, like, stop writing already and just sit and learn? He said, I can't learn anymore. I can't see anymore. So I just have to commit everything to memory. So I have to spend my time writing. I can't see the little letters on the page. It's more challenging, but a person can still accomplish in the Torah output. So anyway, Tanan, the Mishnah had said, when Rabbi Elazar was making his point that if you shecht other karbanos l'shem Pesach, that you're going to be chayiv, that Omer Rabbi Elazar made the point, ma im Pesach shemutu l'shmo, a karban Pesach, that if you shecht it l'shmo on Shabbos, that's good, you're allowed to do that, kishashina ashmo chayiv, but if you shecht a karban Pesach l'shem some other karban on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. So zvachim shein asurin l'shman, other karbanos, where if you shecht it even l'shman on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv, kishashina ashman, when you shecht other karbanos l'shem a karban Pesach, eno din sheye chayiv, of course you're going to be chayiv, v'im isa, but if what we said in explaining the Mishnah is correct, how's Rabbi Eliezer proving his point from the din of the Reisha to the din of the Seifa? Halo dami, the two cases that he's comparing are not at all comparable. The Reisha ba'oker, the Seifa ba'toa. We just got through saying that the Reisha saw him at a case where you purposely did it shalol l'shma, and the Seifa saw him at a case where you did it, you mistakenly did it shalol l'shma. So it could be that only when you're oker, when you purposely did it shalol l'shma, that's when you're chayiv mishum chil Shabbos. But if it was a mistake, you're not going to be chayiv mishum chil Shabbos. So says Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer lo shanile. It must be that Rabbi Eliezer, who presents this kal v'chomer, he doesn't think that there's a difference between oker and toa, and he holds that if you purposely did it shalol l'shma, you're going to be chayiv. Then even when you're toa, when you mistakenly did it shalol l'shma, you're also going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, Rabbi Eliezer maybe doesn't make that distinction between oker and toa, and therefore he suggests this kal v'chomer. But the Rabbi Yeshua deshanile lishnile hachi. When Rabbi Yeshua has to respond to Rabbi Eliezer, why doesn't he just go with that simple response? Why doesn't he say to Rabbi Eliezer, you're presenting me a kal v'chomer where you make no distinction between oker and toa? But I hold that there is such a distinction between oker and toa, that only when someone is toa do we say that he's a toa b'dvar mitzvah and he's going to be pater. But if he's oker, he purposely brings to the shame another karban, we're never going to say toa b'dvar mitzvah. That's what he should have said. Why does he give him some other answer? Because that you're meshana to a davar aser, he gives some other fancier answer. Just say straight out there is a chilek between oker and toa. So hachi karmelei. So what Rabbi Shua was responding to Rabbi Eliezer was lididi lo dami reisha b'oker v'seifa b'toa einachinami. He was saying that the way I see the world, there's no question over here. There's no kal v'chomer over here because the reisha saw him at a case where you're oker on purpose, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. And the seifa is a case of toa. But lididach. But according to you, who don't distinguish between the two, still lo. You still can't bring a raya from the reisha to the seifa because I'm a marta b'pesach shashina shmol davar aser. But if we're going to say by carbon Pesach where you're meshane to carbon that you're not allowed to bring on Shabbos, that you're going to be chayiv, tomer b'zvachim shashina shmol davar amuter. That doesn't necessarily mean that if you bring some other carbon l'shem carbon Pesach, so you were trying to do that which you're actually allowed to do on Shabbos, you were wrong. You were bringing some other carbon, but you at least thought you were trying you at least thought you were doing that which is permissible on Shabbos. So maybe you're not going to be chayiv in that case. Maybe that would be considered a toa b'dvar mitzvah. Now the conversation continues between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, Emur et tzibur yochichu. The karbanos at tzibur that you're allowed to be makrav on Shabbos, the tmidin, the musafim, right? You're allowed to bring those every Shabbos. You do bring those every Shabbos. Shehein mutarin. Shehein mutarin l'shman. You're allowed to shecht those karbanos l'shman on Shabbos. Vashochet l'shman chayiv. And someone who shechts other karbanos l'shem a karban tamid or l'shem a karban musaf is going to be chayiv because it wasn't the right thing. It wasn't the karban tamid. It wasn't the karban musaf. Samala Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back, lo mamart be'emur etzibur shkin yesh lam kitzvah. Tamar pesach shein lo kitzvah. He says, yeah, I understand. If someone takes some other karban and decides to call it a karban musaf and shechts it on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv because what's his excuse? There's only one karban musaf for the whole Klal Yisrael. So how do you make a mistake like that? You have to keep track and you have to be able to identify what the proper karban is. But someone who accidentally takes a non-karban Pesach and shechts it l'shem karban Pesach, you're going to blame the guy? There are hundreds of thousands of karbanos Pesach that are being brought that day. So that's not at all comparable. Those two cases are not at all comparable. Emure Karban Tzibur, that's because the Karban Tzibur has a davar sheyesh lo kitzva, but Karban Pesach is a davar sheyin lo kitzva. So the Meimer Dekalecha the Islay Kitzva Mechayev Rabbi Shua. Ooh, so if, is that what we're saying? Are we suggesting that that's the distinction? That whenever there's a set number, and therefore you should have been able to keep track of everything, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, you are not a Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah, and you're going to be Chayiv? You don't get the excuse of being a Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah? But we know that that's not true, because our Tinokos, we have a case of Tinokos, in the case where there are two babies that require a Bris Mila. One of them is born on Erev Shabbos, and therefore his Mila should happen on Erev Shabbos, the following Erev Shabbos, and the other one is born on Shabbos, and therefore his Mila should happen on Shabbos. The Yeshlan Kitzvah, it's only two babies, it's not 600,000, you don't have such overwhelming numbers, Utznan, and yet the Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Elazar d'Mila in Masechah Shabbos tells us, Mishayu lo shnei tinokos, echel demalo achar Shabbos, ve'echel demalo b'Shabbos, if you have two babies, one of them that has to get a bris milah on a Sunday, and the other one that's supposed to get a bris milah on Shabbos, v'shachach humal eshel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you made a mistake and you mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos, so you did the milah too early, chayiv, you're chayiv akar b'chatos, because you were mechal Shabbos, and even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that a Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah is pater from Mechatos, in that case he's going to say that you're chayiv because you didn't even do a mitzvah by being mal that baby because you were mal kodem zmano. If you're mal before the eighth day, it's not even a mitzvah. But echel lemalu be'erev Shabbos ve'echel lemalu b'Shabbos. But it's again just two babies. One of them was bris milah should have been on Friday. The other one was bris milah should be on Shabbos. V'shachachu malah shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. And you made the mistake and you mal the Friday baby on Shabbos because you got confused between the two babies. Rabbi Elazar mechayiv chatas. Rabbi Elazar says, "Now milah shelo b'zman is not tocha Shabbos, so you chayiv a korban chatas. You don't have the patur of Toa b'dvar mitzvah." Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says, "You do have the patur of Toa b'dvar mitzvah. You were trying your best. You were trying to do a mitzvah. You thought this was the mitzvah. You thought this was the baby to be mauled on Shabbos. So you were mekayim that mitzvah." So Rabbi Yeshua poters apparently even in the case of just two babies, which is very clearly a davar sheyesh lo kitzvah. Because he only had this one baby that had to be mal on Shabbos, so he should have so if that's the case, he should pater someone who shechts some other carbon the shemei murei tzibur on Shabbos as well. If you take some other animal that's hanging around in the azara and you shecht the shemei carbon musaf, you should be pater there as well. It's the same innocent mistake. So Amar Rabbi Ami hacha b'mayaskina. No, in the Mishnah of the babies, we're talking about gon shekadam umala shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. That the case is, you, before you mauled the second baby, the on Shabbos they were both there, and he mauled the one whose man was an erev Shabbos first. Deika hach the Shabbos detarbe, that at that time the baby that needed a mila on Shabbos was still there and still needed his mila, and that's where Rabbi Shua paters, because you actually are tarb b'dvar mitzvah, because the one that actually needs the mila on Shabbos is still there and still needs a mila. Hacha, but in our Mishnah we're talking about going shakadim shachtinu leimuri tzibur bereisha, that you shechted the Kabbanos Tzibor first, and then when you bring some other animal and you shecht it as a Kabbar Musaf, the Musaf was already brought. So you don't even have that mitzvah incumbent upon you anymore. So in Achinami, Rabbi Shua makes two distinctions, that Davashiyesh lo kitzvah, Davashayin lo kitzvah, that when you have something that's Ein lo kitzvah, where it's just an overwhelming number like Kabbanos Pesach, so we're going to apply Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah, but sometimes even when it's Yesh lo kitzvah, even when it's a finite number, he's still going to apply Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah if the mitzvah's still there and still needs to be done. But if the mitzvah that you're trying to do has already been done, then you're not going to apply the concept of Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. Now, in that Mishnah Masechah Shabbos, we make this distinction between a Shabbos Sunday and a Friday Shabbos, right? The babies that are Shabbos Sunday, where we said that if it's a Shabbos Sunday situation, then for sure you're going to be chayiv, because you didn't even do a mitzvah. You mauled the baby that needs a bris on Sunday, on Shabbos, that's not even a mitzvah at all. So it seems very clear from our Gemara that if you mal a baby early, that there's no mitzvah whatsoever. However, the Rush in Masechta Shabbos, in Perek Rabbi Elazar d'Mila, quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon, that if you have a baby that's nimal, kodem zmano, it does not require a toughest dam bris later on. Meaning, normally you have, let's say, a Gershon is Geyer, and he already had a circumcision, so you still need to do a toughest dam bris. Or you have a katan that's nimal belayla, you have a baby that had a bris mila, at night, you still need to do a toughest dam bris. So the Ramah Paskins in Yeridea, that if a person was mal kodem zmano, zmano yotzi dechavaso, that is already yotzi the mitzvah of mila. You do not require atavistam bris. So the tzlach, the Behuda says, wait a second, that's directly against our Gemara. It's directly against this Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. This Mishnah Masechta Shabbos says you didn't do a mitzvah. You mild the Sunday baby on Shabbos. It wasn't a mitzvah at all. So the tzlach suggests that if you're mild kodem zmano, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at that moment. It's that when the eighth day comes, then it turns out your mekayim the mitzvah is mekuyim me'eleha, which is an interesting idea. What the tzlach is essentially saying is that the maisa that you did was not a maisa mitzvah of bris milah, but as soon as the eighth day comes, this baby is mahul. He was mahul al yaday, an action of milah, and that counts as a kiyum mitzvah. That's what the Ragachever has in Rav Zevin has in the Sefer Ishim Vashitos, where he goes through the different Torah personalities that he was that he had exposure to, or even those that he didn't, just that he learned their Torah. So he has like 20 pages on each of the Torah personalities that he talks about from the past 200 years. It's a beautiful Sefer Ishim Vashitos, very geschmack to read. He doesn't like talk about their biography. He talks about like how they think and how they learn. It's very interesting. But he's got like 80 pages on the Ragachever, because he was a Ben Bias by the Ragachever. So one of the things he says about the Ragachever is that whereas Reb Chaim Brisker was always known for Tzvei Dinim, he would always dissect something and say that there are two Dinim over here. The Ragachever had this feel for making things into three Dinim. He would always divide things into three Dinim. So he gives a few examples. One of the examples that he gives is that the Ragachever pointed out, now, when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, there are actually three dinim. There's a mitzvah to do a Maisa Mila, the actual Maisa of Bris Mila. There's a mitzvah to be Mahul, that a person should, if a person had a Maisa Mila, but then was Moshe Bar Lasso, so now he's not a Mahul anymore. So there's a mitzvah to be a Mahul, and there's a mitzvah Shalolios Arel, not to be an Arel, to remove the Arla, that a person shouldn't be an Arel. Like by Karban Pesach, it's not about Mila, it's about being an Arel, that a person is possible to eat a carbon Pesach, right? So those are and he breaks it down into different. Sometimes the halacha is about A, sometimes about B, sometimes about C. So whenever you see about it in the mitzvah of Mila, you always have to figure out which mitzvah we're actually talking about. So Tzlach says this idea that there is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah lios mahul that you're being mekayim on day 8, and that's why you don't require hatafas dam bris, even though the maisa mila that you did was maybe not a valid maisa mila. So now frek the gemara. Wait a second. I hachi, Rabbi Meir Omer. We go weiter in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Rav Meir Omer, af ashochet l'shem emuri tzibur pater, that even if someone shechts some other animal, l'shem a carbon musaf, or a carbon tamid, he's going to be pater, af al gav dekadim v'shechtinu l'emuri tzibur b'resha, and that sounds like it's talking about even if you already shechted the carbon tamid, or the carbon musaf, and therefore you're not even tarud in kiyum mitzvah, because the mitzvah was already done, and still Rav Meir says you're pater, you're a toed bidvar mitzvah. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yeshua was talking about a case where you were toa bidvar mitzvah and when he says that you're not a toa bidvar mitzvah, it's only a case where the mitzvah was already done. That means that Reb Meir holds that even when the mitzvah is already done, you're a toa bidvar mitzvah. Aye, but v'atanya, but doesn't the Braisa tell us that Rabbi Chia me'ovel erev amar Reb Meir lo nechleku Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua al shoyi lo shnei tinoko sechalam al erev Shabbos vechalam al b'shabbos v'shachach mola shal erev Shabbos b'shabbos techayiv, that there's no machlokas whatsoever, that if you mal the Friday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv, even though you did a mitzvah. Al manechlik wal shayil lo shnei tinokos echalam alechad achar haShabbos vechalam b'Shabbos. It's only in the Shabbos Sunday case where they have machlokas. V'shachach mal l'shar achar haShabbos b'Shabbos, and you mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatos Rabbi Shua poter. That's where we have machlokas. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, whether that's considered a toa b'dvar mitzvah, even though you're not doing a mitzvah with that Mila. So the Gemara is understanding that according to Rav Meir, the Reish is talking about a case where they both babies have already arrived at the time where they should have a Bris Mila, and you thought that both of them were today, that they were both on Shabbos. So you first mal the baby that was Zmano B'Shabbos, that really was the Shabbos baby, and then you mal the baby that should have been maled on Erev Shabbos. So even though you did a mitzvah, but since at the time you were maling the Erev Shabbos baby, you didn't have a Mila that you were supposed to be doing on Shabbos, because you you have already done the Shabbos baby, that's not called the Tobit Var Mitzvah, and that's why you're going to be Chayiv Echatas. Yet in the Seifa, we're talking about a case where you're only maling the baby that's a Sunday baby because you just switched them. You made a mistake. You thought that this is the Shabbos baby, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua Paters, because you're still Tarud in the Mila of the second baby that should be maled on Shabbos, meaning that baby has not yet been taken care of. So you see from the Reisha that according to Rabbi Meir, a Tobit Var Mitzvah is Chayiv when the mitzvah is no longer there, when the mitzvah is already taken care of. So says Mar Vitizbra, you think that that's the basis of Rabbi Meir and the Brisa, who's Mechayiv someone who's Mal Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos? No, Ma Hasam, the law of a mitzvah. In the Seifa case, you didn't do a mitzvah at all when you Mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So Pata Rabbi Yeshua, and still Rabbi Yeshua says you called the Tobit Var Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Meir. So in a case where you actually did a mitzvah, like in the case of the Reisha, where you take the Erev Shabbos baby and you mal him on Shabbos, so it's already past the Zman of his Mila, Mechayiv, can you say that Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Mechayiv in such a case? How could you say that he's Chayiv? Over here you actually did a mitzvah. So you have to say that the basis of Rabbi Meir being Mechayiv in the Reisha is not because you're no longer engaged in the mitzvah. It must be for some other reason. So the Gemara says, okay, what is that other reason? So Amri Dibei Rabbi Yanai, Reisha Shekadam Umal, Kegon Shekadam Umal, Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The Reisha, where Rabbi Yeshua, the way Rabbi Meir understood, where Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Mechayiv when you mal the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, is talking about where you already maled the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos. You completely confused the two babies, so you took the Shabbos baby, you maled him early, and now you have the Erev Shabbos baby, and you maled him on Shabbos, because you didn't realize your mistake yet. And therefore, you're maling the wrong baby on Shabbos because you think it's the Shabbos baby. So even though, according to your way of thinking, you're Tarud Bidvar Mitzvah because you think that you have a mitzvah to do over here, and in the end of the day you did a mitzvah because you mauled a baby whose time had come already, so you did a mitzvah, nevertheless you're going to be chayiv shlo nitna Shabbos lidachos, because that Shabbos was not open to chil Shabbos, meaning since the Shabbos baby was already taken care of beforehand, there is no baby left to be mechal Shabbos for. So since that Shabbos was not nitan lidachos, that Shabbos was not open to a chilul of that Shabbos, so that's why you're going to be chayiv. We're not going to call you a Tobit Var Mitzvah. The Seifa, and the case in the Seifa at the end of the Braisa, where you mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos, nitna Shabbos lidachos etzlo, you still have a baby whose Mila was supposed to be on Shabbos, and therefore that Shabbos should be a day that a Mila happens. So I understand the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa. So I also understand now there are mayor paters, even when you shecht other karbanos, l'shem emurit zibur, even if you shecht it after you already brought the emurit zibur, because that Shabbos was allowed to, you were allowed to be mechal that Shabbos for the Karban Tzibur. Maybe at this point already, by the time the Karban Tzibur was already brought, you're not supposed to be mechal Shabbos anymore because you already brought your Talmud, you already brought your Musaf. But this Shabbos was a Shabbos that was open to Chilul. This Shabbos was a Shabbos that was open to be Nidche. So therefore, you're going to be Pater in such a case. That's called the Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. So So in the Reisha of the Braisa, where you mal the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, and you mal the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos, Hari Nitna Shabbos Lidchos Eitzel Tinokos Di Alma, what do you mean this Shabbos? You know of every baby in the world? This Shabbos is a Shabbos that was not open to Chil Shabbos for Milas? Just because you have two babies in front of you, and neither of these babies should be maled on Shabbos, because you already took the one that should have been maled on Shabbos and maled them on Erev Shabbos, but you can't, how can you say about Shabbos that this Shabbos is not Nitan Lidchos? There are probably many, many babies that were born on the previous Shabbos, and this Shabbos isn't Itan Lidchos. We're not interested in that. We're interested in Klape, this person, is this Shabbos Nitan Lidchos. And Klape, this person, he has these two babies to do a Mila on. He doesn't have any other babies to do a Mila on. And therefore, it's not Nitan Lidchos. So, meaning the in the Kasha, we thought that it was about the Heftza of Shabbos. We said, no, it's a din in the Gavra, it's a din in the person, that this person is not open to a Chil Shabbos. And therefore, if he's not open to a Chil Shabbos this week, then he's not a Tobit Var Mitzvah. You could say, everybody's open to a Chil Shabbos because Pikoch Nefesh could come up. So everyone's up. But as El Klape, the din of Bris Mila, this person is not open to a Chil Shabbos. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say, Ushar kol zvachim sheshchat on l'shem Pesach, that if you shecht any other korban, l'shem, a korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, Im einon ruuyin chayiv. V'im ruuyin, Reb Elazar mechayiv chatos Reb Shua poter. If you're taking a cow and you're shechling l'shem a carbon Pesach, so it's totally off base. You're totally wrong. You take a two-year-old animal and you shechling l'shem a carbon Pesach, totally off base. So then you're going to be chayiv a carbon chatos. But if it's ruuyin, it's an animal that could have been used for a carbon Pesach. It was a seb and shnaso that was hukdash as a carbon shlamim, but it could have been hukdash as a carbon Pesach. It looks the same as a carbon Pesach. So then Reb Elazar says you're going to be chayiv chatos. But Rabbi Shua says, no, that's called the Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, and you're going to be potter. So, man tana deshani le ben ru'uyin l'she'en ru'uyin. Who's the Tana that makes this distinction between that which is ra'uy for a carbon and that which is not ra'uy for that carbon? That if you shechted something that was not at all ra'uy, that you're going to be chayiv, but if you shechted an animal that was ra'uy for the carbon that you were trying to shecht it for, even though you made a mistake and it was the wrong carbon, you're going to be potter. So, who makes that distinction? Rabbi Shimon. It is Rabbi Shimon that makes such a distinction. Ditanya, because we have a brisa that tells us as follows. A person shechts other karbanos on Shabbos when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Echad azvacham haru'uyin, echad azvacham she'enon ru'uyin, v'chein ha'shochi l'shem emuri tzibur pater. The divrei meir. Rameir says it doesn't make a difference whether they're ra'uy or not ra'uy. If it's a emuri tzibur, karbanos tzibur that adoch Shabbos, you're pater. And the reason is, since at the time that you designated these karbanos, you were busy thinking about being makriv them, and that's a tirda de mitzvah that you were involved in. So therefore, you're called the Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. But I'm Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon says, Lo nechluku Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, al she'en ru'uyin shechayiv. Then no, if you're shechting an animal that's totally inappropriate for the carbon that you're bringing it for, then for sure you're chayiv a chatos for bringing it on Shabbos. That's not called the Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Everybody knows that that two-year-old animal that you're trying to bring is not ra'uy to bring as a carbon Pesach. Alma nechluku, the al machlokas only was, within Rabbi Shimon's understanding, is al ru'uyin shechayiv. It's only if the animal was otherwise ra'uy to be brought as a carbon Pesach, that's when you have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So now we dig deeper into Rabbi Meir's shita. Amar Rav Bibi, Amar Rav Lazar, Poter or Meir, afilu egel shel zivchei shlam sheshchatu l'shem Pesach. You take a cow and you shechtu l'karbon Pesach, Rabbi Meir's still going to say that you're potter, that you were a toeh b'dvar mitzvah. So Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, and you take clearly the wrong animal and you shechtu l'shem a carbon Pesach, Rameir is still going to call you a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, and he's still going to say you're off the hook, you're Potter. So I'm like Rabbi Zeri l'Rabibi, va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, moda Rameir b'bali mumin. But didn't we say that Rameir is moda, that if you shecht a bal mum on Shabbos, that where it's not at all ra'uy to be brought as a karban, because it's a bal mum, that you're going to be chayiv for shechting that on Shabbos? Because everybody should know that a bal mum should not be brought as a karban. So from Rabbi Yochanan, you see that Rameir only patters in a case that's reasonable to make a mistake. But if it's a case that's unreasonable to make this mistake, then you can't call yourself a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. So let me ask you, says the Gemara, is it more reasonable to make a mistake when you're bringing a cow as a Korban Pesach than when you bring a Bal Mum as a Korban? They're both totally unreasonable. So Amalei, so Rabbi Bibi said back to Rabbi Zeira, really Rabbi Meir Pater's Mishum Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, even if by something that you would never make a mistake by. But B'Bali Mumin, lo trichu b'hu, the height, lo tarid b'hu rather, a high tarid b'hu. By bali mumin you're chayiv because that animal is not a carbon at all. Meaning when an animal is a bali mum, it's not really for any carbon. So you can't say that you're tarid to try to do a mitzvah of a hakravas carbon with that animal. But if you take a cow that was hukdash for a carbon, a calf that was hukdash as a carbon shlamim, and you accidentally bring it for a carbon Pesach, it's a stupid mistake. Meaning you really shouldn't have thought that it's a carbon Pesach. But at least you were dealing with an animal that had kedusha, that was that a kedusha is a carbon. So by mine Rav and Rav Nachman chulin l'shem Pesach ma'ili amar Ameir. Okay, what if it didn't have kedusha? What if you just take a chulin animal? You stop, take a sheep, even if it's the right age and the right gender and everything. I mean, it's a sheep that could have been used as a carbon Pesach, but it was a chulin animal. So would Rav Meir still say? What would Rav Meir say about that? Would Rav Meir say that you're a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, or would we say no? You're dealing with an animal that has no kedusha, so that's not called the Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. It's an inexcusable mistake. So Shamlei Poter Ayir Remeir Afilu Chul Lashem Pesach. Remeir would say that that's called the Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Moda Ayir Remeir B'Bali Mumin. But I thought Remeir says that when you take a Bal Mum, since it's totally inappropriate for a carbon, it's not supposed to be a carbon at all, that you're going to be chayiv in such a case. So why would a chulad animal be any different? A chulad animal is also not a carbon. So he says, no, Bali Mumin lo michlefi. It's an inexcusable mistake by a Bal Mum, because no one would confuse a Bal Mum for a carbon. You look at the animal, it's got three legs, right? Meaning you see that it's got a mum. So obviously that animal should not be a carbon. But hani michlefi, but if you're dealing with a sheep that's the right age and the right gender and the right, it looks just the same as all of the kachim sheep, as all of the other animals. So that's a mistake that is excusable. The time is Rameir Mishum Chlufi Vlo Chlufi, but is that really what Rameir is based on? Whether someone would confuse the two. Vamra Bibi Amra Blazar Potay Rameir Afilu Egel Shel Zivchei Shlamim Sheshchato L'Shum Pesach. But didn't Rameir say that your putter, even if you take a calf and you shechtel L'Shem Korban Pesach, and no one would make a mistake between a calf and those animals that you can bring as a Korban Pesach, a goat or a sheep. Salam L'Taymid Rameir Mishum Tetarit. It sounds like the driving force behind Rameir is not about a chlufa. It's not about whether it's reasonable for you to have made the mistake. It sounds like the driving force behind Rameir is whether the animal that you're dealing with has Kedusha. And if the animal that you're dealing with has Kedusha, then that's called the Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Amalei. So he said, no, they're both driving for it. They're both factors in Rameir's calculus over here. When Rameir is trying to figure out what is a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, it needs to be one or the other. Tari Dafal Gav Delo Michlev. If it's an animal that has Kedusha, even if it's such a case where you would never confuse the two, so it's a calf that has Kedusha Shlamim, so you shouldn't have made that mistake and think that it's a Pesach. But at least you were dealing with something that has kedusha and michlef aval gavdulo tarid. Or if you have something that would be easily confused, even though it doesn't have kedusha, like a sheep that's chulin that could easily be confused for a sheep that's a karban pesach, but it doesn't have any kedusha. Lafuke balimum into lo chlufe michlef v'lo mitretridi, as opposed to a balmum, which has neither of those qualities. A balmum, you should never make the mistake because you just eyeball it and you see that it's not something that's right to be brought as a karban. And it doesn't have kedusha, so it's not considered that you're tarud in a dvar mitzvah. Okay, so now continuing in the sugi of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, but now from a different perspective. Yosef Rabbi Zeirav Rabbi Shmuel Bar, meaning broadening the conversation outside of just bringing the wrong karban, right? So broadening the conversation of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Yosef Rabbi Zeirav Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Akilo de Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. They were sitting by the hallway in front of the house, by the entranceway of the house of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Amri, and they were saying over the following, that Amr Rabbi Shimon Malakish, Nischalif lo Shvut Shel Noso, B'Shvut Shel Tzli. Let's say a person got confused, and he mistook a spit of Noser meat, which is Asr to eat, with a Shvut of a regular Basar Karban. We have a mitzvah to eat. So you wanted to eat Basar Kachim, you thought you were doing a mitzvah and eating Basar Kachim, but you accidentally ate Noser. Va'achalo, and you ate the Noser, Chayiv Yechayiv Chatos, like anything else, that you, any other Avera B'Shogeg that you do, that's Bekares Bemezit, so Beshogeg Yechayev Chatos. So, but you thought you were doing a mitzvah. Nevertheless, Yechayev, apparently we don't apply the principle of Toa, Bidvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll give you another case. Ishto Nida Baal Chayev. If a person was Baal, his wife, and then it turned out she was a Nida, he didn't know she was a Nida, he thought she was Tahora, so he's going to be Chayev Chatos, because you can't say that he did a mitzvah. He's not a Toa Bidvar Mitzvah. But Yevimto Nida Baal Potter. If he was Baal, is Yevama. So Yevami only have to be bowled once to be kona her, but in that bia that he was trying to be kona the Yevama, so he was doing a dvar mitzvah, but it turned out that she was a nida, and he didn't know that, so he's going to be potter, because that's a legitimate case of a toa b'dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara has a machlok samurayim, what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Is Rabbi Yochanan disagreeing with Reish Lakish, or is he just adding commentary to Reish Lakish? Ikada Amri. Some say that since he was Baal Ishto Nida, Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to be Chayiv, even though there is some mitzvah there, Kolshkein Bahi, so certainly in the case of Reish Lakish, where you ate Noser B'Shogeg, the Mechayiv, the Loasa Mitzvah, certainly then Rabbi Yochanan is going to say Chayiv, because you didn't even do a mitzvah at all. You just ate Noser, you just ate something that's forbidden to eat. And Ista Amri Bahi Pater, and some say, no, when you mix up the Shvud Shel Noser and the Shvud Shel Tzli, then Rabbi Yochanan is going to say Pater, that you're only Chayiv in the case of boa lishtonida. My taima hasam udavle lishule. By the boa lishtonida, you could have asked her before you had bia with her whether she's muteras, whether she's tahoro or not. So since you were totally negligent in the way you went about the situation, that's not called the toa b'dvar mitzvah. Avalacha d'lavle lishule. But you can't ask the meat on the spit, whether the meat is noser or whatever. There's no one around that knows, and the actual cheftza upon which you do the aveira is not something that you could ask. Whereas when it's bava lishtonida, she's a person. You could have asked her. So you're poshea for not asking her. So you're not going to be chayev by the noser case. So the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do we distinguish between ishtonida and yevemtonida? Rabbi Yochanan, maishna yevemto dekavin mitzvah. So he said, but if it's yevemtonida, you're really just trying to do a mitzvah. So you're not going to be chayev because you were making an honest to goodness attempt to do a mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah. You did the mitzvah of yibum, even though you happened to have done it through an isra of nida. Well, it's not a covered mitzvah. Aren't you doing a mitzvah with ishto also? There's a mitzvah of puruvu, so it's the first mitzvah in the Torah. So if a man is boel ishto and he thinks and he doesn't realize that she's ishto nida, so he thinks he's doing puruvu. So it's not a bishto muberes. No, she's pregnant. So you knew that you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of puruvu because you can't impregnate a woman who's already pregnant. L'chora, the Gemara could have answered, and the Achronim raised the question, that you're already mekayim the mitzvah of puruvu. I mean, if you have a son and a daughter, so you're already pater from puruvu if you have a son and a daughter. So that's what the Achronim say, that even when you've already fulfilled the mitzvah of puruvu, the sugi in Maseches Yevamos tells us that we darshan in the pasuk b'boker zoraz zarecha la'erev al tanach yadecha, that a person is supposed to have children when they're young, and then even when they get older, they should still continue to have more children. The Gemara says you don't know who's going to give you the most nachas, the ben zikunim or the earlier children, so you continue to try to have more children. So that's not the mitzvah puruvu. Puruvu is pater after one son, one daughter, but it's still an additional mitzvah to have additional children. There's a third factor in terms of having additional children, and that is the Gemara says that ein ben David ba at sheyichle kol haneshamos shebaguf, that Mashiach comes once all the neshamos have already come down into this world. So the more neshamos we bring down into this world, the closer we are to bringing Mashiach. So those are the three factors when it comes to Puruvu. There's Puruvu, which is the mitzvah d'oraisa. There's Bokas or Zerach l'erev al tanach yadecha, which some understand is a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah, and others understand is a midas chasidus midivrei Kabbalah. And then there is just in general to try to bring Mashiach. So that would involve a mitzvah. But if she's muberes, then it's not a mitzvah because you're not. You're not going to have any babies from that. Ayvika simchasona. What do you mean it's not a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of ona when it comes to one's wife. So you're doing that mitzvah even if you can't have babies. So it says, shalom b'shas onasa. No, the Gemara in Ksubas goes through how often one has to fulfill the mitzvah of ona, and it depends on his profession and how much he travels or whatever. So it's not the time of the ona. So therefore, there's no mitzvah of ona. But didn't we say that even if it's not the zman of the ona, if the woman is interested in it, then it's still a mitzvah? Whenever she's interested, it's a mitzvah. So samach levesta. No, we're dealing with a case where it's samach levesta, and therefore it's not a mitzvah at all. Ihachi afilu yivimtonami. So if that's the case, then we should say he's chayiv by yivama as well, because he doesn't have a mitzvah of yibum when it's samach levesta. If she's expecting that she might become a nida at any moment, then there's no mitzvah. Don't do yibum then. You don't do yibum in the onus havest. So yivimto buzzes mina. The ishtalo buzzes mina. No, he doesn't know his yivama so well, so he's embarrassed to ask her if she's samach levesta. He doesn't have that comfortable relationship. It's his sister-in-law. He doesn't have that comfortable relationship with her yet. But Ishto, he's not embarrassed to ask her if it's her Samach Levesta. Rabbi Yochanan Keman. Now Rabbi Yochanan says that someone who's Boel Yevemto Nida, that he's Pater because he's Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, which Tana is he following? So we're going to have a list of four today. We're not going to get through all of them today, but we'll start. Ilema K'Rabbi Yossi. Is he assuming like Rabbi Yossi? Ditanan, because Rabbi Yossi says in Masech HaSukkah, Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, v'shachach v'hotzias halulav l'rishus rabim, and you forgot, and you carried your lulav in rishus rabim to learn how to do netilas lulav, so you violated the malacha of hotza'ah, Potter, that's a Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah. So you're Potter. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan is just saying, oh, and the same is true by Boel Yevim Tonida, that it's also the same type, a Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah. No, Dilma Shaini Hasam Dizmano Bahul. Maybe on the first day of Sukkot, you have more of an excuse to have made that mistake because there's a time constraint. But by the Mitzvah of Yibum, there's no Zman within which you have to do the Mitzvah of Yibum. You could do it next week, you could do it the week after. So maybe that's not called a Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ve'ela Rabbi Shua to Zvachim. So maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah about Zvachim, who patter someone who shechts on Shabbos, other Zvachim l'shem akarban Pesach, because you're tovered in the mitzvah of Pesach and you're being mekayim a mitzvah with that shechita. Zilma hasam namiz manobal. That's not a good source for Rabbi Yochanan, because that's also a time, you know, where there's a time constraint. So what's Rabbi Yochanan based on? Velak Rabbi Yeshua ditinokos. Maybe it's the case of he's basing himself on Rabbi Yeshua's shita about the babies where you have to do the mila, where we applied Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Well, hasam namiz manobal. That's also with a significant time constraint. Ve'ela says Gemara Rabbi Yeshua de truma. Now, what's this Rabbi Yochanan's application of Torah b'dvar mitzvah to Yevamto Nida based on? It's based on Rabbi Yeshua's shita about truma. Because the Mishnah Trumas tells us hayochel b'truma v'nodushu ben grusha ben chalutza. If you're in the middle of eating truma, then you find out you're not a legitimate kohen. You're a ben grusha ben chalutza. Rabbi Elazar mechayev keren v'chomesh. Rabbi Elazar says you have to give the kohen a keren v'chomesh for all the trumas that you ate up until that point. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says you poter because you were tovet var mitzvah. You thought you were doing a mitzvah. You thought you were a kohen. So you see that tovet var mitzvah is poter. Says more no. Dilmak d'Rabbi Barabaye. Dam Rabbi Barabaye. V'truma b'erev Pesach d'zman abahul. Maybe that's only talking about where it's erev Pesach, where there is a time constraint. You got to eat up all the chametz. Inami shiny truma di ikri avoda va'avoda rachmana achshir. Or maybe it's because truma is different, and we could call you a tovet var mitzvah because truma is called an avoda, and we are machshir the avoda of a ben grusha ben chalutza in extenuating circumstances. Ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us hayomiru makru v'nodushu ben grusha ben chalutza. If you're in the middle of bringing the karbanos, then you realize that you're ben grusha ben chalutza. Kol hakarbanos kulin shikra v'algabei mizbech psulin. For Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Yeshua says all those karbanos that you bring are kosher. For I mean, my time with Rabbi Yeshua d'chsiv berach Hashem chelo ufal yadav tirtze, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to accept those karbanos, even though you in fact were not really a kohen, you were really a chalal. So that's not necessarily a possible basis for Rabbi Yochanan's shita about a tovet var mitzvah by Yevimto Nida. So Hashem, we'll finish up that conversation tomorrow. Yeah.